Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
48609.
48609, and your first and last name, please.
Who's calling?
This is the third-party call center you called regarding charge or an order. We serve over the 200 companies, and we have to assist you to find the company that charged you, and you deal with your account.
Just a moment, please.
Thank you.
I got to get my glasses here.
Yes, ma'am.
Regarding a charge for $56.95 on 8/19 and 9/19.
What is your first and last name, please?
Noreen Van Hoodie.
Thank you, ma'am. 1 minute, please. I do see your account, ma'am. Would you verify the address, please, starting with 84?
It was, I had a different address then.
It's about what's on this account to verify its use, so I may speak Ms. Van Hoodie's personal information.
What?
8/14/15.
Eder Road?
Correct. And
is that
the
address
city
you
and
have?
State? Correct. And city and state, please?
Saginaw, Michigan.
Say it again, please. What's the city?
Saginaw, Michigan.
Yes, ma'am. So the information is coming up. Thank you for your patience. And ma'am, I do see an order here for the sweepstakes ticket to try to win a kitchen item since July 11th and an online discount store where you're paying the membership.
For how much?
I see for, well, most of it has been declined, so $56.95.
Yeah, well, those were fraudulent charges, and they were not my charges.
Did you purchase a $5.74 sweepstakes ticket to try to win a kitchen item in July?
Nope.
Okay, so this very order is not you at all?
Nope.
Okay.
And neither is 919.
Okay.
Is not me either. I've already went through my credit union,
mm-hmm.
and there was it's all been taken care of through them, and they told me to call you and get it taken care of.
Okay, so have they opened up a dispute about this?
It was already opened and settled. And they're telling me to
what are you calling?
Dispute it with the merchant.
Let's start all over. You're calling for what reason?
I'm calling because this is not me who charged this.
Right. And what do you want me to do for you before you get off this phone?
I want you to reimburse me $56.95 twice.
That's what I want
it
to hear.
It was fraudulently used. Usage of my card.
Okay, and then when it comes to the bank, are they opening a legal dispute?
They already did.
Okay, they already did. So,
yep.
What we need to do, Ms. Van Hoodie, Hottie, Ms. Hottie, Van Hoodie or Hottie? Sorry.
Van Hoodie.
Van Hoodie, thank you. It's a unique name, by the way, ma'am, and I like it. I'm trying to make sure I don't mess it up because it's a nice sounding name.
No problem.
Oh, very nice. So what I'm trying to make sure to target right now is how to serve you, get your results, And then I'm looking, because we serve over 200 companies, looking at the policy on how the company deals with this, okay? So mm-hmm. there's two things, Ms. Van Hude. When you call alone or just trying to deal with the refund, the company works with you. But if you've opened a dispute, that takes it to another legal level for the company. The company must pay money to be investigated. They're already beginning to pay money if it's an official dispute going on, okay? When that happens, mm-hmm. if the dispute is not finished and it still can be dropped, the company asks the customer to please have that credit union, bank, or credit card company call in with the customer, or to call in on behalf of the customer, separate from the customer, and say, we will drop the dispute. And then you all can make a trade and say the refund that you want. You understand?
So you want me to call my financial credit union, have them call you?
That is correct. They talk company to company, make a verbal contract of, you know, a faith contract of you get the refund, you dropped a dispute. We dropped a dispute.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they do when there's a legal dispute on the table.
Okay, I can do that.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to make note of that so that the company is expecting you or expecting you and the company on a conference call, or that they speak in your behalf. And ask for the funds. Ask for the funds in your behalf, okay? And make sure you're clear with them what you're requesting from the company, in case they're representing you. Okay.
Okay. I will probably have to do that tomorrow because I have a cardiologist appointment right now this afternoon. So.
Okay, I will cancel the account. Let me give you the cancellation number for your confidence that no more charges, no more. Charges or any shipment. Yeah.
Okay.
So the confirmation number, and give me one more minute. Please don't hang up. I have to notate the account on the other side. Give me 1 minute, please.
Sure.
I'm still here, okay?
Yep.
Thank you for your patience. Almost done. Okay, when you're ready, that number for cancellation, that number is C like Charlie.
Okay.
Then it is, let's see here. It is 260.
Okay.
940.
Okay.
109.
Okay.
Ms. Van Hude, everything is established. We'll be glad to receive you and your financial representative upon callback, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling customer support. Have a great rest of the day.
And you also. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.